Hello, and welcome to the Ninja Dishes. This podcast may contain explicit material and may disrupt the molding of young minds.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You've got spiders in your soul. You're as loud as a crocodile. Something else, me, Mr. Grinch.
Hold on, I'm gonna look up songs for you to sing.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot long pole. Da, 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 da,
da. Well, I wouldn't touch you with my 39 and a half foot pole, that's for sure.
You have a 39 and a half foot long pole?
That was a disgusting reference.
Where do you keep it?
Well, you know, it just kind of wraps around my leg.
That's weird.
Are you not
getting
that?
That'd be terrible. It's like...
songs.
Shane, you would just die of blood loss.
Or Ben to...
You would.
Sing. Okay.
If you got a boner, you would just die of blood loss.
I was waiting for you to say that.
It's true.
True. Unless I had, like
like, freshly 90 pints of blood.
Yeah. songs for men to sing. Okay. Great karaoke songs for guys to sing. None of them look fun. Fun songs for your BFF
with
and
a D.
You.
Or that.
The perfect playlist for you and your BFF. No. What's you and your BFF's, or, and your best friend's song? Yahoo Answers. Huh. Alright, I can't find any, okay. Folk. Songs. There we go. Folk songs are always fun to sing. All the pretty little horses.
All the pretty little horses, put your hoofs up. I know that song.
Alright. All through the night. One sec. All through the night. Well, and you shook me all night long.
All night. All night.
That's not it at all.
I know, that's All Night Long by Lionel Richie.
These all look boring.
We could sing All Night Long by Lionel Richie.
I don't know. One sec. Songs for the cheat teeth. No! God damn it. Alright. I'm gonna look up the scary story. Oh, scary songs. Ooh, Jesus Christ. Okay, that picture is creepy. No, scary. Scary stories. Susan and Ned were driving through a wooded, empty section of highway. Lightning flashed, thunder roared, and the sky went dark in the something downpour. "We'd better stop," said Susan. Ned nodded his head in agreement.
But little did they know there was an Ewok Wookiee monster on their car roof thing.
When he stepped on the brake, the car started to slide on the
side. And then the Ewok Wookiee monster fell off and they ran it over.
They went off the road and slid to a halt at the bottom of an incline. The end. What the fuck? Here, I'll give you the link. I mean, it doesn't say the end. It just doesn't say anymore.
That's funny.
Oh. Here we go. There. That's the link. Oh, no. No, you have to click on it. That makes more sense. Here, clicks on it. It's the Axe Murderer Hollow. It's obviously an Axe Murderer Wookiee Ewok thing.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to see how bad it is, he told Susan, and went out in the storm. She saw his blurry figure in the headlight walking around the front of the car. Moment later, he jumped in beside her, soaking wet.
The car's not badly damaged, but we're wheel-deep in mud, he said. I'm going to have to go for help.
Susan swallowed nervously. There would be no quick rescue here. He told her to turn off the headlights and lock the doors until he returned. Axe Murder Hollow. Although Ned hadn't said the name aloud, they both knew what he'd been thinking when he told her to lock the car. This was the place where a man had once taken an axe and hacked his wife to death in a jealous rage over an alleged affair.
Holy shit.
That's
terrible.
The axe wielding
spirit. Why would he do that?
The husband.
I can't believe it.
Continued to haunt this section of the road. Outside the car, Susan heard a shriek, a loud thump, and a strange gurgling noise. But she couldn't see anything in the darkness. Frightened, she shrank down in her seat. She sat in the silence for a while, and she noticed another sound. Bump. 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 It was a soft sound, like something being blown by the wind. Suddenly, the car was illuminated by a bright light. An official-sounding voice told her to get out of the car. Ned must have found a police officer. Susan unlocked the doors and stepped out of the car. As her eyes adjusted to the bright light, she saw it. Hanging by his feet from the tree next to the car was the dead body of Ned. His bloody throat had been cut so deeply that he was nearly decapitated. The wind swung his corpse back and forth so that it thumped against the tree. Bump. 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 Susan screamed and ran towards the voice in the light. As she drew closer, she realized the light was not coming from a flashlight. Standing, there was a glowing figure of a man with a smile on his face and a large, solid, definitely real axe in her hand, in his hands. She backed away from the glowing figure until she bumped in the car.
"Playing around when my back was turned,"
the ghost whispered, stroking the sharp blade of the axe with his fingers.
"You've been very naughty."
The last thing she saw was the glint of an axe blade in the eerie incandescent light.
That was
a very predictable ending. That was very predictable.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that was interesting.
Yep.
And sadly predictable.
Yep.
I'm disappointed in that one. I thought it was going to be a good scary ghost story.
No.
But no. It was terribly predictable. They got in a car crash where some guy had once killed someone. Obviously, that guy's going to kill them too.
Yeah.
The end. Wow. Terrible. So, Ben.
Yes?
Have you ever been hit in the face by a pie? You know, like a clown? Like a clown kind of style?
Actually, yes, once.
Did your nose honk?
No.
Oh. Tell me the story.
I was at a fair.
Okay.
And it was one of those things where you go and you put your face in those, like, things, and then, like, people take a picture of you.
Right.
And someone threw a pie in my face. The end.
Who threw the pie in your face?
It was one of my friends that you don't know.
How did he get the pie?
He probably bought it, I would imagine.
But how did he plan it all out? I mean, like...
It was Sam. I don't know. He just went and bought a pie and threw it at me. Like, the end.
Okay. I want to know all the details. Where were you? At a fair?
Nah, Missoula.
Okay. And,
my friend Sam.
Give me the date.
The date? Well, date it was when I lived in Missoula.
Give me the exact time.
The sun was approximately 42 degrees over the mountains.
My dad's texting me. Maybe not. Because I already had that text. Never mind. Forget everything I just said. You want to hear my story of the time I got hit in the face by a pie?
Sure.
I never have been.
Oh. Did you know? You can see the sunset twice.
One today, like, and one tomorrow.
No, like in one day.
Ooh.
Because if you lay down, you can watch sunset. If you turn around and climb up on your roof, you can watch it set again.
Ooh. Wow. And the moral of this story is,
Oh, no.
Huh. Okay. Alright, well...
I just saw a thing.
This conversation is going nowhere.
Of 10 reasons why the Earth was round.
10 reasons why the Earth was round.
And number one was we have photographic evidence. But all the other ones were cool. It was like, if you just go east from one point, and then, like, if you circumnavigate the Earth and only go east in a straight line, you'll end up back where you started, but you'll be going east the whole time. And you'll experience one fewer sunsets than everyone else that's just stayed at home.
Hmm.
And then there was this big math thing, and it... Oh, you should probably answer your phone.
Who should probably answer the phone? What?
You should probably answer the phone.
I can't. It's on your side.
What? That didn't sound like it was on my side.
Well, it was.
Well, now I should probably go figure out who called.
Wow.
Obviously the call wasn't for me, because they didn't call my phone.
Yeah.
So that's a start. Where is our phone? There it is.
Oh yeah, I forgot. You have the power of exploration as you...
I have the power of, like, a lot of exploration. This thing's range is ridiculous. Alright, yeah, I'm muting my mic so I can... Who called? Who called? Charlie. Ooh. That's my mom's new boyfriend that she claims isn't her boyfriend.
Ooh.
He's her boyfriend.
Listen to the message and see if it's all snuggly wuggly.
You didn't leave a message.
Oh,
but I told her that movie was really sad.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, should I go see it with Charlie? And I was like, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because, like, I told her, I was like, I needed a hug, like, 10 minutes in.
Wow.
I did, too. I wanted to hug Elijah, but then I didn't. Then I wanted to.
Alright. Okay.
Seriously. He's like the dude. Well, I'm not gonna give you any spoilers.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
Main character's name is Jean-Jean.
Wow.
Jean-Jean.
You just wrecked the whole movie for
like
me.
Like, his first name is Jean, and his last name is Jean. It's like Jean-Jean. His middle name is Jean. He's French. His name is Jean-Jean.
The brain is a wonderful organ. It starts working the moment you get up and does not stop until you get into the office.
What is it?
The brain.
Oh. It's amazing.
Girls have an unfair advantage over men. If they can't get what they want, they be by being smart, they can get it by being dumb.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to think of that one, though.
You can just take off shirt.
Yeah. We must believe in luck, for how else can we explain the success of those we don't like? Wow. I saw six men kicking and punching my mother-in-law. My neighbor said, "Are you going to help?" And I said, "No. Six should be enough."
That's amazing. That is amazing. Where are you reading this stuff?
I just looked up funny quotes. It's funnyquotesforyou.net. Here, I'll link you.
It's fine, you don't have to.
Too bad, I just did. Loser. People who have what they want are very fond of telling people who haven't what they want that they don't want it. I don't get it. So people who have what they want are very fond of telling people who haven't what they want what they don't need.
I get it.
Huh.
Saying, people who have everything what they want tell people that don't have everything what they want that they don't actually want it, and they're just telling themselves that because they don't know.
Sorry, I just read another one. I didn't fall. The floor just needed a hug.
Wait, what?
I didn't fall. Like, I did not fall.
The floor just
needed a hug.
It's amazing.
But and then the quote goes on to say, everybody lies, but it doesn't matter since nobody listens. To be sure of hitting the target, shoot first, and whatever you hit, call it the target.
What would men be without women? Scarce, sir. Mighty scarce.
You have to stay in shape. My grandmother started walking 5 miles a day when she was 60. She's 97 now, and we don't know where the hell she is. That was actually E.DeGeneres, a.k.a. Ellen DeGeneres, I'm guessing.
I actually know who that is now.
Yay. I used to watch your talk show. I don't anymore.
Always end the name of your child with a vowel, so when you yell, then... So when you yell, the name will carry. It matters not whether you win or lose. What matters is whether I win or lose. Oh, that's a phone on my side.
Yeah. Your side.
See, because my headphones are noise cancellation, and then I can just set them to pick up other stuff, too. Like, if I don't want them to be noise cancellations, that's what I have right now. So it sounds like the phone is ringing through a mic. Who called this time? Charlie.
Where's your mom?
He wants to talk to my mom.
Where is your mom?
She's at work.
In my bed.
She's at work.
Oh. Then who's that in my bed?
That's probably, like, your mom with a mask on.
Oh my god! Mom!
Oh, I'm sorry, son. I just couldn't help myself.
Your mom sounds like that?
No. She's like, I'm not even going to do an annotation of my mom.
Shane, fuck you.
That's not my mom. That's freaking J.K. Rowling. Reference. So you know.
Okay. My shower routine. Stand in stream of hot water, 9 minutes. Ponder life's mysteries, 21 minutes. Sing for 13 minutes. Do shower-related activities for 3 minutes. It's a long-ass shower. 46-minute shower. Who takes a 46-minute shower?
I don't know. Pessimist. A person that says, oh, is the last letter of zero instead of the first letter in the word opportunity.
What?
So the definition of pessimist is a person who says that O is the last letter of the word zero, right? So when you spell it zero, the last letter is the O, instead of the first letter in the word opportunity.
Yes, madam. Yes, madame. I am drunk. But in the morning, I will be sober, and you will still be ugly.
God made mud. God made dirt. God made boys so girls can flirt. Ask no questions. Hear no lies. If you can make a girl laugh, you can make her do anything.
I can make a lot of girls do anything. A house is just a place to keep your stuff while you go out and get more stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. The towels were so thick there, I could hardly close my suitcase.
By Yogi Berra.
It takes 8,460 bolts to assemble an automobile and one nut to scatter it all over the road.
If it weren't for electricity, we'd all be watching television by candlelight. Fail.
Wow.
Fail.
I gotta stop punching my phone. Let's see. Any other good ones? If you ask me anything I don't know, I'm not gonna answer. Just not gonna answer.
Hey, how are you?
Munching on my favorite snack. Since I'm so health conscious, I shall read all about the ingredients. Ingredients. Shit poison. Nasty, disgusting crap that could probably kill you. Why are you eating this? 10 minutes later. Nom 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 nom. Wow.
Well, if you don't find it funny, after Monday, M, and Tuesday, T, the rest of the week says WTF. It's true. WTFSS.
I asked my girlfriend what she wanted for Christmas, and she replied, nothing would make me happier than diamonds, so I got her nothing.
Thank you for joining us on the Dish Ninjas. Remember The email for asking us questions is down in the description. Thank you, and see you next time.